that'll be the name of this one. We're trying to figure it out.
Working out the kinks.
Hodge Podcast.
Hodge Podcast.
Hodge Podcast.
Folks, welcome to the new episode of Hodge Podcast. I'm your host, Justin Channel.
And I'm Zane Crosby.
And we're coming at you. This is the first time we've done a Hodge Podcast after we've started our new podcast, Have You Seen My Childhood, where we took all the family film reviews out of this show. And we're still trying to figure out where are we going with this, because we would do random ones where we would talk about, you know, whatever we felt like, but then most of it was the family films, and I think we're now just coming to realize that. So this episode, we're just shooting the shit. We're sorry if it's not very good. We're gonna come back at you with more new ideas with this show whenever we come up with them. Maybe we'll come up with them while we're doing this episode.
I like it.
Just brainstorm it, but I don't know. So what have you been getting into? We can start from there.
You seen any movies? That's a good place to start.
That's where we pretty much always start.
We haven't talked about Star Trek, probably. Have you seen Star Trek?
Yeah, I saw Star Trek.
Do you like it?
I liked it.
Yeah? Were you surprised?
That's the end of the Star Trek segment, no.
Spoilers. Okay, let's go ahead and say spoiler alert from this point.
There's going to be spoilers, yeah. Like, fuck it. If you're listening to a podcast...
Dude, it's not even in theaters anymore.
Oh, it's out? Really?
We took it out of our cinema last night.
Wow.
So it is gone.
That was fast.
Yeah, well, when Superman... When you have a similar kind of thing, I guess.
Okay, yeah, but the new Star Trek, I enjoyed.
Right?
I didn't think it was fantastic, but, I did like that it was getting a little bit closer to being, like, the series, which I was kind of excited about, because I'll be honest, I don't like how both movies are pretty much like, cook your reckless, oh, but Cook now has to be restless to save the day.
We took your ship, we give you back the ship. Oh, we took the ship, we give you back the ship.
Like, all that, it's so boring. Just
you're not the captain, you are the captain. There's no one that can be the captain but you, Kirk.
Now, I'm really excited, though, that at the end of this movie, they're like, oh, we're taking a 5-year journey into space to just explore. Now it's going to get good.
Now, see, I thought that's how the first movie ended. That's what I thought. When the first movie ended, I thought the thing was, oh, well, now they're going to go start what happens in the series. Like, that, like they're going to do the 5-year mission in space. But apparently not.
Maybe I just, because I saw the first one. I saw it once at the drive-in. I didn't watch it again.
Oh, that's crazy.
Yeah, I wasn't updated on what all happened in the first movie. But I did like that this one had this sort of structure of a classic Star Trek episode.
The metaphors were good. I'm a big fan of the old Star Trek metaphors.
metaphors?
When Bones will be like, it's just like a balloon, and whenever you pop a balloon, and it explodes.
Oh, okay. I see what you mean. I thought you were talking about, like, the references, and you misused the word metaphor, but you're right, there are...
It's like an air with too much balloon, or like a balloon with too much air.
Like metaphors, like when, instead of it being Spock dying, it's Kirk dying, and they hold their hands to the glass, just like in Wrath of Khan. Because the other thing, it was just kind of like Wrath of Khan.
Yeah.
But I like Wrath of Khan better than...
Wrath of Khan
better. What do you think is a better movie? Star Trek Into the Darkness or Wrath of Khan?
Oh, I'm going to say Wrath of Khan.
That's what I agree.
I really like Wrath of Khan.
Wrath of Khan's great.
It's probably, like, if I made a list of my top 20 movies, Wrath of Khan's probably on my top 20 movies.
That's why I kind of wish that they would have just not done a Khan plot.
Yeah.
Just done something else. However, another thing I want to bring up, and it was something that I was annoyed by, and then later on, it was like you're driving home, and you're like, well, I guess that makes sense. No, I can rationalize that. Is so Kirk has to fight Khan to get his blood back or whatever towards the end of the movie, or to get his blood. Like, he has to fight him, but he's like, don't kill Khan because we got to get his blood to save Kirk. Spock's fighting him, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
And it's funny because Khan, like, has, like, 80... of his men or whatever, that are all these supermen that are frozen, and they're all on the Enterprise. And he's like, we gotta get Khan back to get his blood. Why couldn't they just grab one of the other 80 dudes that were sitting over there?
That's a really good question.
Here's the thing. Maybe the blood needed to be alive, because he said earlier, he's like, oh, I can't unfreeze him without killing him.
Oh, okay.
So, but maybe. I don't know. So it was enjoyable for the new Star Trek movie.
Yeah.
You know?
I thought it was good. I was surprised by the Khan thing. Like, because I thought they did a really good job of being like, hey, he's not Khan. He's not Khan, guys. He's definitely not Khan. So then, you know, like, when that came up in the movie, I wasn't even really thinking about it until the point when they were like, my God, these chambers are so, like, when they find the things with the people in them, and they're like, they're so old. And I was like, that point, I was like, oh, shit. So it's con.
Yeah, didn't they like keep it? Because I kind of figured, like, I didn't follow all the internet rumors, but it just kind of seemed like, yeah, it's going to be con.
Yeah.
I'm just going to assume that's going to be con and just go with that.
Well, when they first started the movie, he said it was going to be a classic villain. And then everybody was like, oh, well, it's clearly going to be con. And then he was like, no, it's not going to be con. But then there were all these rumors that it was going to be Gary Mitchell. And even Carl Urban came out and said that he was going to be Gary Mitchell in an interview. And then it turned out, the movie started, and they're like, no, he's actually just some guy named John Harrison. And you're like, well, that doesn't make sense, because you guys totally said he was going to be a classic character, and there's no one in Star Trek named John Harrison. So, I don't know. But I thought they did a good job of keeping it under wrap. And I was pleasantly surprised. When I saw the movie, it was a couple days after it came out, and I did not know that it was Khan.
One thing I was really excited about was, at one point in the movie, they're like, oh, we got an extra space vehicle. We got it from the mud incident last month. And I was like, did they say mud? Or they mean like mud from iMud and Mud's Women?
I did not even hear that.
Yeah, what? And then I went on IMDb and looked it up, and sure enough, somebody was like, this is a reference to Mud from the original series. I'm like, oh, fuck yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah, because Mud's like, I wish they would have, it would have been insane if they would have just made like, I'd like to see them do like, the next Star Trek could be like, yeah, they're in outer space, but it's pretty much the movie version of Trouble with Tribbles. Like, yeah. One of the, like, weird, like, side episodes that aren't, like, super serious.
That's what I would love to see them do, is, like, now they've done two real serious ones with real bad guys. Do one that's more comical. Let's hang out with the characters. Let's get to know them on this journey. It doesn't have to be, like, the whole time I kept leaning over, so with Star Wars chit-chatologist Josh Lively, and I kept leaning over going, dude, Star Wars is going to be awesome. That's all I could think about the entire time I watched this movie, because the action was great. You got these cool little things when Spock fights Khan on those cars. I was like, dude, Star Trek is in such good hands. You know, Star Wars is in such good hands. Like, I'll be glad. I do that a lot on this show.
I do it a lot too, but I feel like it should be like we have to wear a dunce hat after we do it.
Yeah.
Like, that's the level of nerd. If you're listening to the Hodge podcast, you're probably going, oh, I can't believe the duck.
Every time Zane does that, I want to hit him in the face. But I think I'm glad to see him transition into Star Wars. And I heard the rumor that Joe Cornish from Attack the Block might be up for directing the third Star Trek movie.
That would be cool. I think that's real cool. I rented the Blu-ray and it didn't work on my Blu-ray player, so I've never seen that
so
movie.
Did you go on Amazon.com and write the review?
No, I did not. I Netflixed it, so I left that shitty review on Netflix. But I don't know about the new Star Wars. I'll say it right. Can it really be saved? I think it's kind of like,
okay, you
it.
Can look at it that way, or you can look at it as, can it get any worse?
True. You got a point there. You got a very good point.
I feel the just the idea of them taking it away from him and giving it to somebody else, someone who is like, I remember whenever the first Star Trek movie came out, watching interviews with J.J. Abrams where he was like, I'm really a Star Wars guy. I never really watched Star Trek growing up. So, I mean, I'm excited to do this, but it's not really my thing. So, like, for him back then to even be, like, the champion of Star Wars, like, that's cool. Because, I mean, like,
my thing is, I don't know, you know, after, like, the prequels, it just kind of, like, it soured it all for me. It's not the same as it was for me as a kid, which even like, the special editions, I was a kid, and those are, like, I think I saw all those in the theater. I think I'd seen them on TV, the originals, before on TV.
TBS, probably?
USA, actually.
Yeah. Characters, welcome.
This was way before that. This was just back when it's like, well, once a year we're gonna play Star Wars. So I don't know.
One good thing that Spike TV plays, Star Wars. But they play the worst versions where Hayden Christensen shows up at the end.
And like that shit. Like, at this point, it's like, I've been so numb to just like, I don't give a shit anymore that it's hard for me to get excited about it.
I'd like to see Simon Pegg show up in Star Wars, because I know that would fulfill his life.
As C-3PO.
What if he's C-3PO's brother?
3CPO is his name.
Oh man, I would love to. I don't know. I saw an interview with Carl Urban. He said he'd play a stormtrooper. That's how much he would want to be in it. So I mean, that would be cool to see some other people kind of pop up. I don't know. I heard the rumor is John Rhys Meyers is going to be the main character.
What about John Rhys Davies? Is he anywhere involved?
I wish.
Is that his name? Is that the actual The Hobbit?
Gimli.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's a dwarf. I'm sorry.
What's his name in the...
See that? There, another angry email. He's a dwarf, not a hobbit.
The new trailer for The Hobbit, Desolation of Smaug, came out.
Yeah.
Oh,
I'm going to go
good.
See it. I'm like, fuck it. I'm not going to watch the trailer.
Yeah, that's
just
fair.
Surprise me in the fucking theater.
It's a good trailer. If you're into movie trailers, it's a good one.
Did you hear that they're talking about cutting down the length of movie trailers?
Really? I just
NATO
wish...
is like, oh, we're sick of people sitting through 2.5 minutes of trailers for every trailer. Like, it gives away too much of the movie. We want them to all be a minute or like a minute and a half or 2 minutes or something.
How about just don't let them put anything from the third act of the fucking movie? Like, okay, I've never seen the movie Warm Bodies, but I would maybe have watched it on Netflix someday. If you see the on-demand trailer for Warm Bodies, my girlfriend has seen the movie and I didn't. And I looked at her and I was like, oh, so that's what happens at the end. And I explained to her what I got from that little trailer. And she was like, yeah, that's the end of the entire movie.
Jesus.
Yeah.
But I just think what they're going to do is they're just going to cram more trailers. It's not like going to be like it's going to be shorter in the movie, because that's what they're complaining about, is people coming out and being like, people are angry because it takes too long for the movies to actually start. Well, it's like, don't play fucking Coke ads for you know, 20 minutes beforehand.
Yeah.
Even though they make mad money on
lot
that.
Of money in Coke
Lots
ads.
Lots of money on the Coke ad. We're trying to get Coke ads on this show, but Coke's not interested. They said, is Vince Vaughn involved? And we were like, no, he's not in this.
He's off doing an internship or crashing a wedding somewhere.
And they're like, well, if Vince Vaughn isn't in it, we're not going to buy any advertising. That's why they got into movie advertising. They just wanted in on the Vince Vaughn money back in 2005.
Did you watch any other movies?
I watched Jackie Brown. I hadn't seen it in a long time.
How is that?
You know what? Very underrated, I think.
Yeah.
Or like, and I wouldn't say underrated, because everybody still holds it in high regard, but nobody really talks about it
right.
as much as his other stuff. I really enjoyed Jackie Brown watching it again. I'm like, oh shit. I'm glad I picked this up for $5 on Blu-ray, because I had almost forgotten about Jackie Brown. But I mean, it's I don't know, it's not the same as all of his other stuff. It's actually based on a book, not
this is from my mind. This, is, with all sorts of this is from my stuff. Mind, from a movie in Japan. He does it well, though.
He does it well, yeah. Keep ripping people off, Quentin, because it's still entertaining.
Oh,
whatever.
Man. Django was phenomenal.
Yeah, I like Django.
Yeah.
Did we do an episode on Django?
I don't think we ever did an episode on Django. It's on Blu-ray now. I have it.
Yeah.
Good movie.
Well, folks, we apologize for not sufficiently covering Django Unchained.
Check it out. I finally watched all of Arrested Developments.
Oh, jeez. That took you long.
No,
enough.
It didn't. We just haven't talked for a while, too. More or less, after I left your house that day, we finished it that night.
I think that one's the one we can't do any spoilers for. We can't talk about that.
You just gotta watch it.
I mean, I think a lot of people gave it a lot of shit. I enjoyed it quite a bit. Thought it was very enjoyable. I thought the first, like, three episodes were kind of weak.
Yeah.
And there could have been more Buster.
It definitely got better. There could have been more Buster. But I'm hoping they'll make more.
Now, here's one thing I wanted to bring up, though. So, did you notice a bunch of scenes where there's a camera crew in the background?
No.
There is, but it's never referenced. I thought it was going to be a joke. It's like throughout the whole thing, you see like a camera crew just like filming. So, like it looks like a reality TV show crew. Somebody apparently freeze framed it and saw that on the back of one of their jackets, it said, "The Real The Graduate."
What?
So, I'm wondering if that's going to be a setup for a joke in the movie or next season if it happens. Like, I'm wondering if they've been setting up an ongoing or like a hidden joke for something in the future, if there is a future.
I really hope. I'd really like one season and then a movie.
I think
and
that,
then end it.
I think Netflix is going to give them another season.
That's
I'm calling
I'm
it right now.
I'm sure Netflix will do whatever they can, because I bet, I imagine they got enough in just this month boost to pay for the movie.
Probably.
Because I bet there were a lot of people that just signed up for just this month. Can I just get a day pass?
That's the thing, like, they went live at 3 a.m, and I remember when I had woken up, there were already people, like, I saw on Facebook and Twitter, like, talking about, like, oh, just finished. Like,
I can't believe they killed George Michael.
So that means nobody spoiled anything. People were really respectful, unlike when, like, Walking Dead's new, like, oh, fuck, they're gonna spoil everything. But people were very, very respectful, and small little references that you'll get later, but not ruin it. Like, I had already watched, I mean, I watched them in like a week.
Now,
I didn't do it all in one day.
Do you think that's just the people that watch the show, though? You think it's just the different demographics? Yeah. Because Game of Thrones, there was a huge, like, this season, it just ended, wonderful.
Look.
Episode before the last episode, biggest event, like, biggest, like, surprise in a television show I've ever seen in my entire life.
Mm-hmm.
Was not spoiled for me.
Really? It's already been spoiled for me and I don't watch the show.
Oh, that's crazy.
I don't know who any of the characters are, see, but I know what happens to them in that episode.
But even when you start watching it, you may forget because it's confusing.
People, quit being dicks on the internet.
A dude got his dick cut off in one of the episodes, and another dude fought a bird and punched it in the face.
Game of Thrones is the best. Now you're spoiling it for me.
Well, but yeah, you're just going to be like, now I'm just going to be worried everyone's dick's going to get cut off and a bird's going to attack somebody. So I may have made this show a little bit more exciting.
Now, how does Peter Dinklage compare in that show to Underdog?
Peter Dinklage.
Because, folks, if you haven't been listening to Have You Seen My Childhood, our new podcast, you can go and subscribe at seemychildhood.podbean.com, you know. But I believe the next episode that's coming up on there is going to be Underdog, which stars Peter Dinklage.
Yeah, that was why we watched it, because I saw it on Cartoon Network. It was about to play, and I was like, Peter Dinklage is the fucking bad guy?
And we could go on all day about Peter Dinklage, but we already did earlier today when we were recording the Underdog podcast. So if you want to hear us talk about Peter Dinklage, by all means, head on over to Have You Seen My Childhood. Check it out.
Big dinks. I think there's anything else I watched or anything.
I'm trying to think. Yeah, I've just mostly been keeping up on the new Marins. I enjoy it, but again, I feel like I'm the target of this. I love Marc Maron. I love the first 10 minutes of his podcast.
I cannot stand the first 10 minutes of his podcast. I love the show. The show is good.
Yeah, I think by the last time we did this, you hadn't watched any of it.
Yeah, I hadn't seen any of them yet.
And then I would just text you every day. Every day that I would, every week that I would see somebody like, oh, look, this person's on Marin. Maybe I can get Zayden to watch Marin because of this.
Wait,
which celebrity was it that made you finally go, I have to watch Marin now?
The Pete Holmes one I didn't know about until I was actually watching it, and you texted me while I was watching that one. You're like, Pete Holmes is on the new Marin. And I was like, I know, I'm watching it. But it probably would have been that.
See, I thought it was Pete Holmes. I don't remember getting a text.
I think it was, the problem is, like, I don't know if you have this problem too, but like, my girlfriend and I watch almost everything together. Mm-hmm. So when I have free time, I'm in this weird lull where I'm like, well, I guess I could watch Justice League again. Like,
yeah. Like, you have to almost like have your own shows separate from your girlfriend. We run into that. She recently started picking up Buffy as her sort of, and I'm like, fuck, I really want to watch Buffy, but now it's awkward. Do I just jump in? Do I try to catch up? We tried to like catch up on Mad Men. I watched one episode and she's like all the way caught up.
Oh, wow. See,
it's like, it's never going to work. I've been like, you gotta watch Breaking Bad, or else I'm gonna have to watch this by myself. But probably gonna be watching by myself at this point, unless she does like a month power hour and goes through it all.
So have you never seen all of Buffy the Vampire Slayer? Or
I gave up after a while.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You one of those guys that didn't like it when I went to the UPN?
I saw one episode and she was fighting, and it looked like Poltergeist.
Oh.
She was like fighting zombie chickens.
Oh, that's the
one
she works at the chicken place.
And it looked like shit. And I was like, I'm glad I didn't go this far. But I honestly stopped watching. Like, I don't know. After, was her name Glory, the evil lady, or whatever?
Oh, see, I think that's after high school.
Yeah, I mean, it's after that. It's like,
that's when the sister shows up.
Honestly, yeah, the sister is where it really starts to get bad, and then, like, I forget what, and really, like, honestly, even the stuff with the sister, like, a lot of those episodes, just, like, they started to get pretty rough for me, and I slowly lost interest and quit watching it.
Yeah, that's fair.
Now the stuff when they're in high school, perfect.
That's the best. That's perfect. Definitely the golden years of that show. I liked it all the way through. The musical episode is probably my favorite. That's like in the later seasons.
Hey, Nicholas Brendan's going to be in Pittsburgh.
What?
Yeah.
I have my picture with him downstairs.
Well, you can get another one.
And his brother, not by request.
His brother just like jumped in?
His brother was like, I mean, it was cool to meet him and they were both really nice dudes, but it was just like one of those things where it was like, you get your picture with Nicholas Brendan. And his brother. You're like, eh,
what okay. Is his brother an actor?
They're twins.
Oh my god, are you fucking kidding me?
There's that episode where there's two Xanders and it's his twin brother.
I didn't even know that.
You check the picture before you leave, but it looks, they're identical twins.
Did you know which one was which?
Oh yeah.
Did they have name tags on at least?
Gary and Barry. Yeah. Yeah, you could tell. You could tell who's who though. But that's cool. Wait, Steel City Con?
No, Horror Realm.
Horror Realm. That's
Horror Realm.
I don't think I've heard of this con.
That's because you don't like horror movies.
That's very true. But I am going to the one in Maryland in September.
The Horror Find?
Yeah, no, not Horror Find. Horror Hound.
Horror Hound. Yeah, and it's
Monster Mania.
One of them. Fuck it.
Okay, the one where Adam West and Burt Ward.
And Lee, I don't remember which one it is, but I remember seeing that meme. Like,
I'm pretty sure.
This isn't a horror convention.
Yeah, and what's Catwoman and Batgirl's going to be there too. It's going to be really exciting.
Are you gonna get autographs with all of them?
Yes.
And photo ops.
That is why I'm going.
Really?
Yes.
I don't like the photo ops deal at these.
It's a day trip. Now. I figure Adam West is gonna be a freaking lot of money, and it sucks.
Probably.
It's like 2 weeks before I go to Comic Con too, so that's kind of a bummer. But I really want to meet him. So, what at what cost?
A lot. So I don't know what I mean. What else, you got? Anything else going on? I mean, I don't know. Pretty much all I've been doing is like watching TV shows and making Game Boy music and shit. So.
Oh, that's cool. What's that program called that you're doing?
LSDJ.
I saw the little cartridge.
Little Sound DJ. Yeah, like it's a cartridge called the Dragon Derp cartridge. Because I started doing this like just on my computer with emulators, making music on that, and then I was like, I want to put it on my actual old Game Boy.
That's cool.
And like you can get like a $40 cartridge, but it's kind of finicky to get games on it. And then some guy just like started producing his own that. Like, it doesn't use a little battery to save, so you don't have to worry about the battery going dead, because nice. That's a big problem with the other one.
That's a big problem with all Game Boy games. I've sold Pokemon games online, and I've gotten complaints, because I just was like, oh, I figure it's a Game Boy game, it works. But then they'll write you, and they'll be like, hey, the battery was dead inside of it.
And yeah, like, and you're screwed, because you can't save anything.
Apparently, you can get them replaced, but it costs, like, $5 or $6 mm-hmm. bucks.
But these ones, like, you can replace them in, like, those other smart carts just by, like, taking them open and just, like, sliding in a new battery.
Nice.
But this one I got, it's, like, $100. This guy built them. It runs on FRAM, which is like an actual chip soldered to the board, and apparently keeps the data, can like keep it for like up to 20 years. Wow. Fits one game and one save, so it's pretty much like, unlike the other ones, you can put like tons of ROMs on those. This one's just like, that's it. But you can just plug it in, drag and drop. There's no sort of like. The other ones you have to like run a program and shit.
Oh god,
it's really finicky.
So this is just all in house.
Yeah. So yeah, you just plug it in, you drag it off, and you have your save file and your Game Boy file there. So you can like do, if you're doing a lot of music on it, you can actually back up your save file and put a different one on there.
Oh wow!
Like, so it's a very impressive piece of hardware. And LSDJ is just like unlimited for the, like, I started playing with it, making music with it, and then it's like, oh shit, I just like figured out the basics, and now I'm figuring out there's like a million other things you can do. It's absolutely insane.
That's sweet. So but, the Game Boy you're using, is this your Game Boy from your youth?
Yeah.
You said my Game Boy, like this is the Game Boy I have.
Yeah, this was it was a Game Boy Pocket, which some people say are not good for making music. This one seems to work just fine. Like,
it's in your pocket.
The big ones are apparently the best, the big old classic ones, and people mod them and put like backlit screens and like better sound outputs.
Whoa.
You can get it for the Pocket too. It's just apparently it doesn't do as much. I would like to get a backlit screen for it though. That's just sweet in general.
That is
like,
sweet. Oh my gosh.
So yeah, I can hook you up with some Game Boy music if you ever need it.
I might.
Listen, you do the gifts, I do the Game Boy music. We'll start a company, Gifts and Games. People will come in to our offices and they'll be like, yeah, well, I'm looking for a Father's Day gift and also a game for my son. We'll be like, no, gifts and games. Oh, it's by the way, it's GIF.
It is GIF?
I think that's bullshit.
Yeah. Mom's like, you choose
GIFs. The guy who created the format came out and said, like, oh, no, it's pronounced GIF. It's like, there's a fucking G there, okay? I don't care if you created it. It's GIF.
Yeah.
Ain't no GIF.
Yeah.
Bullshit.
GIF is a peanut butter brand. GIF. GIF.
And speaking of which, while we're on the GIF topic, what happened to them GIFs you were supposed to start making us?
Oh my gosh, I was supposed to make GIFs.
You were supposed to make GIFs. How about let's get some underdog GIFs for the next Have You Seen My Childhood? Can you do that?
I'll see what I can do.
Right. Well, we'll get some GIFs. We're working on it. I don't know if you want to keep, or we can keep going.
No, that's good for me.
Hodge Podcast.
Hodge Podcast. Hodge Podcast.